Trump investigates Biden's allowing of youth smuggling by labor, sex traffickers. By Warner Todd Houston on February 24, 2025. The Trump administration is investigating the dangerous lack of vetting of migrant children during the Biden administration that left thousands of them open to illegal labor and sex trafficking and exploitation. The Biden Department of Health and Human Services allowed some 291,000 migrant children unaccompanied by parents into the U.S. during his term. And the Trump administration fears that many of these children have ended up in the hands of sexual predators and human traffickers thanks to Biden's lax vetting of sponsors. A Trump memo alleges that Biden's Office of Refugee Resettlement, ORR, allowed obviously fraudulent applications to sponsor children and failed to put common sense safety measures into place to prevent abuse. Trump's deputies have gone on to reform the Democrats' 2008 Unaccompanied Alien Children (UAC) program to shrink migrant smuggling by labor traffickers and by illegal migrant parents and to massively reduce the number of children and young adults that could end up a victim of sex trafficking. The ORR also appears to have rarely denied applications despite the questionable information provided. Only 1% were turned down, according to the New York Post. According to Post reporter Jenny Tarr, in one such case a man supplied a Guatemalan ID that was clearly not his to take in a child. And in another case, a man supplied an obviously faked photo of what he claimed was a child's mother. Jenny Tarr, at Jenny is Tarr, February 21, 2025. A source in the Trump administration told a paper that Biden was more concerned with quickly transitioning children out of federal custody than in their safety. It was all about getting them out of custody as quickly as possible from the time the Border Patrol encountered them to the time ORR found sponsorship, the official said. When they were putting expediency over safety, that's what created this problem. In the last administration, they weren't even fingerprinting sponsors. We didn't know who those people were that we were releasing kids to, a source said. Reports also claim that Biden HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra's office was warned of these issues but no meaningful steps were taken to address the problems. This was a heinous dereliction of duty by the Biden administration and must be immediately rectified in order to protect vulnerable children, the Trump administration report says. The Trump administration is making major changes to the process to assure the safety of the children in its charge. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.